जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद ओम ज्ञानातिमिरंडस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायां ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहां श्रीगुरो श्रीच्युतपरकमलां श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सर्वदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वानोऽस्तु देवे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य भूनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा सो वेरी हैप्पी टू बी हियर टुडे नेवर बीन हियर फॉर लास्ट maybe 12 years. So, very auspicious because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day is coming very soon. And having this program here in Juhu, Sisi Radharasa Bihari, you've been hearing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes for the last few days. And the next, was that how many? 4 days from now? It'll be Gaur Purnima. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brajendra Nandare Sachi Suta Hoy Balaram Hoylo Nitai. That son of Mother Sachi. None other than Lord Krishna, Brajendra Nandan, and also Balaram, came as Lord Nityananda 500 years ago. To be specific, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 530 years ago, 1486. Now it's 2016. So exactly, we'll be celebrating 530th anniversary appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the month of Palgun in West Bengal. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performed many pastimes starting from childhood to youth. And then he got married. Sagrihasta. Actually, he married twice. Then later on, he took sannyas, renounced order of life at the age of 24. And then he started traveling different parts of India, over India. And then at last 24 years of his Leela, he resided in Jagannath Puri. So in Jagannath Puri, many devotees would visit him, especially during the Chaturmasya season, during the rainy season, the 4 months in a year. And during this Chaturmasya season also, they celebrate the Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri. And many devotees will come from different parts, especially from West Bengal as well. And there is this group of devotees from Kulinagram. They would come and visit Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Ramachandra Vasu and Satyaraj Khan. So, and every time they come, they will always ask Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu questions. And he would encourage, actually, Lord Chaitanya would encourage the devotees to come every year. And Satyaraj Khan and Ramachandra Vasu would ask Lord Chaitanya, what is the duty? What is the duty of a devotee? What is the duty of a Vaishnava? And every time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will say that the duty of a Vaishnava is to constantly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to serve the devotees. And also, they would ask, who is a Vaishnava? How do you recognize who is a Vaishnava? Now, in the beginning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave an answer. For 3 years, I keep coming the same questions, but for 3 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will reply the same thing. The duty of a Vaishnava is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra constantly and to serve the Vaishnavas. But in the first year, when they ask, who is a Vaishnava? What is the sign of the Vaishnava? And he says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the sign of a Vaishnava is that he who utters at least once the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or the holy names of the Lord is considered as a Vaishnava. And then the next year followed Ratha Yatra time again, and before leaving they asked the same question to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied differently. He said, the sign of a Vaishnava is that who always constantly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or chanting the holy names of the Lord. He utters constantly all the time. So, next year, they came again for Ratha Yatra. And they asked the same question again. But this time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a different reply. This time he replied that a sign of a Vaishnava is that him whose very presence will remind you of Krishna, will make you think of Krishna, and will make you chant Hare Krishna just by his very presence. So, we will begin here. This is the first year that they ask this question. Especially Satyaraj Khan, he was asking. And also, prior to this, Ramananda Vasu also was there. So, in the board is text 103. But then we will keep reading till where there is the purport of Srila Prabhupada. In the text 102, Tave Ramananda Ara Sacharajakana Prabhura Charane Kichu Kaila Nivedana. After this, Ramananda Basu and Sacharaj Khan both submitted questions at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, these are great personalities, Ramananda Basu and Satyaraj Khan. All the associates of the Supreme Lord are eternal liberated souls. But this is just as a matter of etiquette. They would humbly ask questions to give us an example. Text 103. Grihastha visaye ami ke mora sadane Srimukhe agya kara Prabhu nivede charane. Satyaraj Khan said, "My dear Lord, being a householder and a materialistic man, I do not know the process of advancing in spiritual life. I therefore submit myself unto your lotus feet and request you to give me orders." Text 104. Prabhu kahina Krishna seva Vaishnava shevana Nirantara kara Krishna nama sankirtana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Without cessation, continue chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Whenever possible, serve Him and His devotees, the Vaishnavas." Sacharaja bale Vaishnava chineva ke mane ke Vaishnava kaha tanra samanya lakshane. Upon hearing this, Sacharaj said, "How can I recognize a Vaishnava? Please let me know what a Vaishnava is. What are his common symptoms?" Text 106. Prabhu kahe yanra muke sune eka bara Krishna namase puja shrista sabokara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being." Srila Prabhupada's purport. Just try to listen carefully in Prabhupada's purport here. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that a person who simply chants the holy name of Krishna once becomes perfect, and he should be regarded as a Vaishnava. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadesamrita. Krishneti yasya giritam manasa driyeta. Jai Sisi Gaur Nitai, Sisi Radha Rasa Bihari Lalita Visakha Devi Ki Jai, Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. With such faith in the holy name, one may begin a life of Krishna consciousness, but an ordinary person cannot chant the holy name of Krishna with such faith. One should accept the holy name of Krishna to be identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Transcendence Himself. As the Padma Purana states, the holy name of Krishna is identical with Krishna and is like a Chintamani gem, a touchstone. That name is Krishna personified in sound, and is therefore perfectly transcendental and eternally liberated from material contamination. Thus, one should understand that the name Krishna and Krishna Himself are identical. Having such faith, one must continue to chant the holy name. When one is situated on the neophyte platform, one cannot understand the devotional ingredients of pure unalloyed devotee. However, when a novice engages in devotional service, especially in deity worship, and follows the order of a bona fide spiritual master, he is a pure devotee. Anyone can take advantage of hearing about Krishna consciousness from such a devotee, and thus gradually become purified. In other words, any devotee who believes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord is a pure devotee, even though he may be in neophyte stage. By his association, others may also become Vaishnavas. One is known as a materialistic devotee if he simply worships the deity of Hari with faith, but does not show proper respect to the devotees and to others. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th Canto, Chapter 2, Text 47. Archayam eva haraye pujam ya sada yayete natad bhaktesu chanyesu sabhakta prakrita smita. Yet even by associating with such a neophyte devotee, one can become a devotee also. When Lord Chaitanya was teaching Sanatana Goswami, he said, Sadavan janahaya bhakti adhikari utama madhyama kanista srada anusari. Yahara komala srada ese kanista jana krame krame tenho bhaktaha iva utama. Prati prema taratam ye bhakta taratama. A person who has attained firm faith is a real candidate for advancing in Krishna consciousness. According to the faith, there are first class, second class, and neophyte devotees. One who has preliminary faith is called a kanista adhikari or neophyte. The neophyte, however, can become an advanced devotee if he strictly follows the regulative principles set down by the spiritual master. Therefore, it is on the basis of faith and attachment to Krishna that one can judge who is a Madhyam Adhikari or an Uttama Adhikari. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjalila, Chapter 22, Text 64, 69, and 71. It is thus concluded that even a neophyte devotee is superior to the karmis and jnanis because he has full faith in chanting the holy name of the Lord. A karmi or a jnani, regardless of his greatness, has no faith in Lord Vishnu, his holy name, or his devotional service. One may be advanced religiously, but if he is not trained in devotional service, he has very little credit on the transcendental platform. Even a neophyte devotee engaged in deity worship in accordance with the regulations set forth by the spiritual master is in a position superior to that of the fruitive worker and speculative philosopher. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving the answer that anyone, whoever chants the holy name of the Lord just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being. In the process of going back home, back to Godhead, the initial stage that one must have is faith or Shraddha. That is the initial stage of bhakti. Which means anyone who is Shraddha is performing bhakti. And from what we've read from Srila Prabhupada, that even an ordinary person in the beginning stage, you need a little bit of faith. And faith means here, as what we've heard, is that understanding that the name of Krishna and the person Krishna is identical. There is no difference. Now, Srila Rupa Goswami, when he was taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Ashwamedha Ghat in Prayag, that there are three kinds of devotees: Kanista, Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. The neophyte or the Kanista, considered as still materialistic. He has material desires. When he comes to the temple, he sees the deities and he only sees himself. He doesn't see anybody. He doesn't know who is a devotee as well. But he only sees himself and he has so many demands. Mostly material demands from the Supreme Lord. And a Madhyam has love for Krishna. He knows who are the innocent whom he can give compassion. He knows who are the devotees. He knows who are the innocents. And he knows also the demons, so to speak. So he's trying to avoid them. That's considered as a Madhyam. And Uttama Adhikari is the one who sees everyone as a devotee except himself. But he's engaged 24 hours also in hearing and chanting and glorifying the Supreme Lord. But here, we heard from Srila Prabhupada that a neophyte devotee can be also considered as a pure devotee. If he has that faith that there is no difference between the Supreme Lord, the personality, Supreme Lord, and his name. And as long as he is engaged in sadhana bhakti, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, he's engaged in deity worship and some other activities regarding devotional service, then he is considered as a pure devotee, even though he has material desires. Bhakti comes from bhakti. devotional service or bhakti comes from bhakti. It is according to the 11th canto also. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. Bhakti comes from bhakti. Because by following sadhana bhakti, ultimately one will attain prema bhakti. Prabhupada gave an example just like a mango. An unripe mango and a ripe mango are both mangoes, but there's just a little bit of taste here. Unripe mango, of course, is not as delicious as sweet mango, which is the ripe mango. But even though they have their different taste, still for others, they prefer the unripe mango. So devotional service is considered like that. One may be in the neophyte stage and understanding that the holy name of Krishna is identical with Krishna is still considered as a pure devotee, even though he's in neophyte stage, and as long as he is engaged. So when one is in the neophyte platform, he may not be able to understand purely what is devotional service, but he has that faith. Later on, when he takes shelter also of a bona fide spiritual master, take guidance from him, then there is this what you call cleansing, anartha nivritti, then he becomes more and more engaged in bhajan, and he becomes more and more strict in his sadhana, then he becomes very much attached to the Supreme Lord, and his faith increases much more. This is what you call nista. So, one time, Srila Prabhupada asked, how many pure devotees are there in the movement? And Srila Prabhupada asked one of his disciples, how many members do we have in our movement now? And he mentioned some names or some numbers, how many. So, Prabhupada says that is how much or how many pure devotees they are right now. So, considering this, we must follow this instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the beginning, when we joined, we considered actually everyone as a pure devotee of the Lord. We think everyone is a pure devotee of the Lord. But then later on, because of these anarthas inside, we started to find faults. Yes. No. You don't think like that in the beginning. That later on comes when you start finding faults. In the beginning, when we join, we think everyone is pure because you just come. But then, because of that disease of finding faults, start to creep in. You become envious also. How come he has more facilities than the others? Huh? The whole world is envious of each other, as Prabhupada says. The materialists, they're envious of each other. Now, the materialists also are envious of devotees. How come they have so much facilities as well? They have so many cars. They have a very nice temple, very big building. One of the most opulent place in Juhu. Now, devotees, they're not envious of the materialist. Are they? No. Even a neophyte devotee will not be envious of a materialist. Now, sometimes, the devotees are envious of another devotee. Right? One devotee may say, oh, how come he's always talking about Krishna? How come he's always engaged in devotional service? This envious mentality is the only quality that we cannot dovetail to Krishna or to his devotees. Everything else can be dovetailed. These different anarthas categorized in six. This anger, lust, envy, greed, madness, and illusion. All of them can be dovetailed into Krishna consciousness except envy. And when envy creeps in, then actually Krishna is the one who gets the pain. If one becomes envious, starting to criticize or blaspheme a devotee. Within Krishna's heart, the devotee resides, and within the heart of the devotee, Krishna resides. A devotee doesn't take offense, of course. He's beyond the material platform. He's beyond the bodily platform. So, someone may say something which is critical to a devotee, but the devotee will not, he will excuse. Because he has a better understanding. But it is Krishna who is getting the pain. So, we have to be extra careful in this. Try to respect everyone, all the devotees of the Lord, whether he's a newcomer, or he's been around for a long time, or even up to the senior most. It is not that we only respect or serve the senior most, Prabhupada's disciples, or sannyasis, or those who have posts. According to our position, we should accordingly respect everyone, even to those who just came in and joined the movement. Because we don't know who they are. Maybe later on, they'll be actually, they're the ones who will become very, very dear to the Supreme Lord. Of course, everyone is dear to the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the only person who has relationship with each and everyone. But our relationship may be limited. So, Srila Rupa Goswami also explains that there are 26 qualities of a pure devotee. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that even if you only have one of those qualities and you don't have the 25 qualities, the only one quality that one needs to have is this Krishnaika Saranam, being fully and exclusively surrender unto the holy name of Krishna. This is good enough. If you don't have that, and you may have the other 25 qualities, spiritually, it is hollow. It's vacuum. It doesn't have any substance at all. So even for a neophyte devotee, if he has this quality of surrender and exclusively understanding of the nature of the holy name, being attached to the holy name, he should be given respect because he is better than anybody else, better than any jnanis, better than any karmis. It says that anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord must have been through all the holy places, must have performed all the different sacrifices. He already paid all the debts. We all have debts to be paid for the things that we have. The demigods, our forefathers, all the sages. So anyone who surrendered and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the holy name of the Lord, may not have all those other 25 qualities, is still the best of human being. He's still considered and must be served, given respect and served. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here to Satyarajakan, constantly chants the holy name of the Lord, and at the same time serve the Vaishnavas. So we are all candidates for becoming really pure devotees. We just need to increase our relationship with each and everyone, because devotional service means relationship. Bhakti means relationship. You cannot have a relationship, of course, without love. And that is the unifying factor. That love means, if we have love for Krishna, automatically we have love for His devotees. You cannot separate one from the other. You cannot say, I love Krishna, but I don't love His devotees. If you say, I love His devotees, automatically you are also loving Krishna. I know some or few devotees like that. They just go straight to Krishna and then they forget the devotees. They're not able to serve them properly. See, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is about relationships. If you read from the very first till the end, it is about relationship between devotees with each other and the devotees with the Supreme Lord. So, it is not that we can go back to Godhead that easy. We have to follow the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such a way that we will be able to constantly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in the Sikshastakam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadapi sunichena taroriva sahisnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One cannot chant the holy name of the Lord if he is not humble. If one thinks that, or if we think, Prabhupada says that one time, it is good to be proud as a devotee, but it is not good to be proud as a devotee and at the same time don't care about others. Humility means he feels himself as very, very fallen, very unqualified. He feels himself that he does not deserve anything. And actually, he's the best candidate. He is the most, the best recipient for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If one thinks that he is very advanced, if one thinks that he is the best, that is not humility. Automatically, Krishna knows who is the best. Krishna knows who is His best servant. We don't have to tell everybody that I am the best of everyone, amongst everybody. The more humble a devotee is, the more Krishna is closer to his heart. He's more tolerant than the tree. He's ready to give respect to others, not demand respect, a tree is very tolerant. Either in a very hot day or a very cold winter day, doesn't complain. Is ready to give respect to others, a devotee, and not expect anything in return. But because of his sincerity and his devotional attitude, everybody knows that he is very sincere and everyone give respect to him. So, one who is engaged, a neophyte devotee, one who is engaged in deity worship, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport, in accordance with the regulations and set forth by the spiritual master, is considered as a pure devotee, even though he is in the neophyte stage. Maybe have some material desires. And it is due, we give them respect, we give them, we serve them. And in this way, we'll make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Gradually, we will, from neophyte, we'll go to Madhyam platform, and then to Uttama platform. So we continue reading. Is there any question or comments in this regard? Am I supposed to read till 9:15? Or is there any question? Yes. Yeah. Because even a neophyte devotee, if he has that faith, that there is no difference between Krishna and his name, that's why he continues to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in spite of many material desires. The holy name is compared to a Chintamani stone. Chintamani stones fulfill all your desires, either material or spiritual. Symptom of neophyte means he has material desires still. But he has faith that by continually chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in spite of my material desires, I'll get purified. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and having material desires, you should be willing to give them up. If you're willing to give them up, then you make advancement. If you're not willing to give them up, then you are in what you call stationary. You don't move. It's like treading in the water. And sometimes, then the problem here is if you become blasphemous of a devotee, if you commit offenses to the devotee, then that can be uprooted. Whatever you did, whatever credits you perform in bhakti, that may be uprooted. As we've heard also from Chaitanya Charitamrita, an example is that of an elephant, hatimata offense. So, irregardless, of whatever you do, don't commit Vaishnava Parad. Because that will disqualify you. It'll take you many, many lifetimes again to come to chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And there are some symptoms when you start criticizing even to your mind. Because first it comes to the mind, Vaisnava Parad. Then it starts coming to your words. You start coming out, and then it becomes physical. That is the worst. So, why are you still chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? It's because you have faith in the holy name of the Lord, in spite of having material desires. You're still considered as a pure devotee, according to this. It's the faith. It's not that having material desires. That's why I gave the example of a mango. Mango is mango. Either it's unripe or ripe. But there's a different taste. The more you advance in Krishna consciousness, the more material desires decreases. And the more you become renounced. So even in the neophyte stage, you're considered as a pure devotee, according to this purport. You want to say something, Maharaj? Is that clear, what we just read? Is it? We have to analyze it that way. But don't think yourself as a pure devotee. One who has disease and acknowledge that he has disease and he has to work hard to get rid of that disease, that is healthy. One who has disease and thinking that he's already free from disease, you are more disease. You are becoming more sick. You have to get rid of that disease. Then you are starting to become healthy. And there may be a relapse here also in the process. So we cannot afford that. Prabhupada says, don't fall down. Now that you are on this level of Krishna consciousness, don't fall down. Because it will take you millions of lifetimes again if you fall down. And that falling down, which is the most severe, is Vaisnava Parad. We cannot afford that. If you want to remain in Krishna consciousness, don't do sadhu ninda, Vaisnava Parad. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says like that, if you have material desires and you don't want to give it up, then you don't make that advancement. But you must be willing that you will think that yes, you will say to yourself that I must give up my material desires, I know I have to give them up. In order to make advancement, that means you're making advancement. Don't entertain the material desires also. Ignore it. Because this is the trick of the mind. I want this, I want that, even if it has nothing to do with bhakti. If you think like that, then you're a pure devotee, even if you have that material desires, but not entertaining it. According to this, and you're still continuously chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and under the guidance of the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, or other advanced devotees, continuously chanting and engaged, then you're considered as pure devotee, even in the neophyte stage. And they should also be respected. They should be respected and be served. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Oh, he has the microphone.
Hare Krishna. So how envy can be subdued?
Huh?
You said that envy you cannot use in Krishna consciousness. So how
yes.
can be subdued?
How can you subdue?
Yes.
If you're envious of a devotee, just for example, you try to serve him. The opposite of envy is love. That's why we're still here in the material world. We're still envious. So, to get rid of enviousness is that we have to develop love for Krishna. When we love Krishna, we love everyone. It's not like service to man is service to God. There's a philosophy like that, right? No. This is what we're trying to do. We try to develop our love for Krishna so that the enviousness will become ultimately uprooted. It's the opposite. Kama and prema. Envy is like that also. Is that okay? If you are envious of another devotee, the best solution for this is try to serve him. Now, it's very difficult to do that, isn't it? Because how can I serve him? I'm envious of him. But that is the solution. That's why it says here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants you to serve and respect even the neophyte devotees. Who has faith. Yes, Prabhu? Here's a question here. Don't turn it off. So, okay.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you were telling bhakti getting uprooted because of Vaishnava Aparadha.
Yes.
Another shloka, which this Neha Bhikramana Shosti Pratavayana Vidyate, which comes. Where
right.
Whatever we have made, that does not get destroyed. However, here it is coming, it is completely uprooted.
That's right.
So, how to understand both?
Well, you see, Krishna, as we mentioned earlier, that is in the chapter 2, text 40, I believe. Huh? Nehebakramana Susti. Once you perform, that's why you should not do... That's the only thing that will nullify whatever you did. Vaishnava Parad. If you have not done Vaishnava Parad, so whatever you did in bhakti, next life, it continues. But then, if you come to the point where you are blaspheming a devotee, it's all gone. Just like... this is a crude example, okay? 1 + 1 = 2 in mathematics. But there is also, 1 - 2. In grade 1, you don't hear this, isn't it? 1 - 2? Did they teach you 1 - 2 in grade 1? No. But you know, it becomes negative. So when you come higher and higher in understanding this knowledge, there is such a thing that if I perform Vaishnava Parad, that verse will not count. Is that correct, Sri Gauranga Prabhu? Do you understand? See, in the beginning we don't say this, but when you start to understand Krishna consciousness, that's what you call as Vaishnava Parad. And this is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like a mad elephant, Hatimata, who come to the garden and he smashed everything. Everything is haywire. Same thing.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I want to ask regarding the mixed devotion, having material desires, even while practicing devotional service.
Yes.
Many a times what happens, we are now living in a world which is known as gadgetomania.
Gadgets?
There are so many gadgets we use, technology we use, especially
yes.
iPhone and all that. So before buying that, we think that we will use in Krishna's service. But many times we end up in using many others for other purposes.
Yes.
So now how to, you know, solve this?
Well, if you have a smartphone and you don't have the Veda base or the Bhagavad Gita there, then you're not using properly. It's what you call Yukta Vairagya. Using everything for the service of Krishna. Okay? You have a smartphone? What do you have? Samsung? iPhone? What? Huh?
Lava. L. Lava.
Okay. Do you have Bhagavad Gita there? Yes? Do you read it? Then that is good. If you have a phone, have a smartphone, and it doesn't have the scripture there, and you don't read it, then that is not wanted. That is unwanted. Everything can be used in Krishna's service. Okay? Except being envious. Anything else?
Maharaj,
just one second. It'll go to you. Yes. Go ahead. You have the microphone.
Maharaj, what can we, of envious nature, how to remove it, practical steps?
So, what's that again?
If by nature somebody is envious, how can he take practical steps to uproot it completely?
If one is envious?
By nature.
By nature.
Then how can he remove this?
Keep chanting. This envious mentality, as I said, the more you develop love for Krishna, then the more this envious mentality will go away. And one of the good things actually to have is having a good relationship with, let's say, another devotee. And that devotee friend of yours will be able to check you. You ask him, how am I doing? Am I always criticizing still? You understand? Because that devotee will be able to tell you whether you're making advancement or not. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj. Then you mentioned that this can uproot all the spiritual advancement, everything. Then after that, can it be restored after correction? Something?
It takes millions of lifetimes. Not immediately. Millions of lifetimes. It will, after some time, when you meet another devotee, your bhakti will start again. This will only start when you meet a devotee who has bhakti and is giving you the bhakti, and that bhakti will lead to prema bhakti. Is that okay? Anything else? One more over there. Before.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much for the nice class. Maharaj, we generally heard that it is said that we have to go back home, back to God in this life only. So apart, as you have told that we should be careful while dealing with Vaishnavas. We should not commit Vaishnava aparadha.
Yes.
But what should we do to guarantee that we will go back home, back to God in this life only? So what thing other than...
What other things?
Yes.
You should preach.
Okay.
See here, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, even a neophyte devotee can attract others to engage in devotional service. Isn't it? It says in the purport. So don't think that, I'm useless. I don't know anything. So especially, we have these books of Srila Prabhupada. If you want to be recognized by Krishna easily, you give this knowledge to others. And there is no prerequisite. It's only your enthusiasm and to help others also to follow in the same process. You'll go back home, back to Godhead. If you can make one devotee, even if he's a neophyte pure devotee, are you listening? If you can make one neophyte pure devotee, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. In this lifetime. Because eventually that neophyte pure devotee will become Uttama pure devotee. Someday. So preach. This is the best way.
Following the orders of Guru and Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. Yes. Distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Are you number one in the world this year? Number three? next year you have to be number one.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Where are you?
Hi, here.
Okay.
My question is, some devotee go to senior devotee and they tell some problem, and can you help me? Then they avoid them.
Who avoids them?
No, that senior devotee.
The senior devotee avoids you?
No.
For example.
Yes.
Yes.
And they tell, I have no time now. I'm not listening to you.
That is also
Vaishnava Aparad.
If he says that I don't have time now, I don't know what he has time for. Meaning that he's not really doing, in his position, he's not really supposed to be in that position. Maybe he has some other things to do. Maybe just right now. But if you keep coming and he says, I don't have time, something is wrong. He's not supposed to be in that position. I'm sorry. That is just what I'm... He's not a leader. We just came from WADA and we took this course at GBC College for leadership. The leader is supposed to not want to leave anybody behind. A leader means he wants everyone to go along with him. He's going back to Godhead. He wants everyone to go back home, back to Godhead. A leader is not that I am the only one who goes back to Godhead and I don't care about you. That's not a leader. Okay? And every one of you should be a leader. Should help each other to go back home, back to Godhead. As much as you can. Try to enthuse and inspire everyone. Okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, we stop here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.